morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is October 19th, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by A Curious Future. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Villains wear many masks, none so dangerous as the mask of virtue," by Ichabod Crane, Sleepy Hollow. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking Full Moon Chai Tea from Plum Deluxe. So, Full Moon Chai was one of the original blends, now back with an even more creative energy. We've taken our classic signature masala vanilla chai tea and added a splash of vanilla butternut extract. This simple twist adds a depth, warmth, and vibrancy to your traditional chai, and also gives the flavor a hint of sweetness and creaminess without having to add lots of sugar or milk. Let's talk a little bit about one of the ingredients in this tea, which is one of my most favorite ingredients of all time, and that is cardamom. So this comes to us from healthline.com, 10 health benefits of cardamom backed by science. So for those who don't know, cardamom is a spice with an intense, slightly sweet flavor that some people compare to mint. And I'm trying to, I can see it, but I don't know if there's a good cardamom comparison. But it is said to help with antioxidants. And it has also diuretic properties, which may help lower blood pressure. It may contain cancer-fighting compounds, which they used in mice studies. It may protect against chronic diseases thanks to the anti-inflammatory effects. It may help against digestive problems, including ulcers. It may treat bad breath and prevent cavities. So yeah, that's actually a very common way that people would treat bad breath was to chew on cardamom. And I think even even Wrigley chewing gum manufacturer used it as a spice in one of its products. It may also have antibacterial effects and treat infections, which kind of helps you see why you may chew on it. It may improve breathing and oxygen use. It may help lower blood sugar levels. And there are some other health benefits of cardamom as well, such as liver protection, anxiety, and weight loss. I love cardamom. So I actually like to make a hot chocolate drink. I love raw cocoa powder. They say cocoa powder and people think I'm talking Swiss Miss. I'm talking about like cacao powder. Sometimes just saying cacao makes me feel a little pretentious. like baking powder, the raw plant stuff. I love making drinks out of that. So I have my superhuman drink, which I think I shared years ago, which is like a teaspoon of matcha powder, a teaspoon of cacao powder. And then you can maybe do a splash of creamer to cut the bitterness, but like hot water, love it. So good. And, another one I've been doing recently is I take a cardamom pod and a little cinnamon and some salt, and I grind it up in my mortar and pestle. And I'm just grinding up the cardamom at like enough to kind of like release some of the oils. And then I will do a teaspoon of raw cacao powder with some hot water, and I'll let it steep with those spices. I fish out the cardamom, and then I make this like nice, really warm cacao drink. So if you're into that too, let me know. I am someone who's like insanely in love with cacao products. I love chocolate. I love cacao nibs in my yogurt. I even recently did a little splurge. So for those who don't know of NaNoWriMo, it's National November Writing Month. And basically, you kind of challenge yourself to write 50,000 words in a month. And Kiki has a group called NaNoWriMo, which I think she and I put together maybe a year or two ago. And basically, it's just like witches who are coming together, writing and supporting each other. We do Zoom meetups and things like that. I've been sick lately, if you can't tell. Zoom meetups and things like that to encourage each other and, you know, help each other during NaNoWriMo this month of writing. Oh, I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, okay. So one of the suggestions is to have a little reward system, like reward yourself. And so what I did was there's this fancy chocolate shop in New York, and I bought a little box of chocolates. It's like my like a reward system for if I complete my NaNoWriMo challenge. So if anyone's interested in the NaNoWriMo witch group and you're curious about like our Zoom meetings, definitely reach out to me. I can add you to the Facebook group. I know a lot of people are getting away from Facebook, and I like completely understand, but I have no idea of how to organize something like this not on Facebook. I feel like, oh, I hate that they've made it so easy to organize these things, but I would love to take it off Facebook, but I'm not sure how to go about it. Maybe like maybe through email. Would that be a thing? If we did like a NaNoWriMo writer's email, and I could like would people want to get emails with like the Zoom meetups and things like that? I don't know. Someone let me know. I have no idea. But if you do want to join our NaNoWriMo witch group, we're posting things right now in October to help you prep and like some fun tips to get going. And then we're going to go really hard in November. We'll do meetups and things like that. So if you want to join, let me know. All right. So moving into some headlines, this is just a fun list. If you are ready for some witchiness for the fall season and want to watch stuff on Netflix, here are a few things that are on Netflix that you can watch that are streaming for witchy season. So I'm just going to give you a quick rundown. This is from distractify.com. Okay, so let's see. We have Fear Street Trilogy, which focuses on a series of horrifying murders with the drama and danger unfolded because of ancient witchcraft. So there's that. There's also Stardust, which is based off of a Neil Gaiman book. Then, of course, we have The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. We have The New Charmed, Shadow and Bone, which is from one of the book series by Leigh Bardugo. We also have Good Witch, which is this the series or the movies? It looks like it's a series from Hallmark. It's kind of like the Christian version of like making witches a little bit more palatable. But sometimes we like the little Hallmarky cozy stuff, you know. Then there's The Magicians, which is based off the book series by Leif Grossman. So yeah, some. If you know, you're like, I really need to just like buckle down and watch The Magicians, like this may be a good time to finally do that. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, October 19th. The waxing gibbous moon continues to blaze through Aries. Here, the moon moves into opposition to the Sun, Mars, and Mercury in Libra, as well as a square to Pluto. If you've been white-knuckling it through the Mercury retrograde, there's great news. Mercury has finally turned direct. The opposition from the Sun to all of the Libra planets is still uncomfortable, though, especially with the square to Pluto. Whatever we've been trying to work out during the Mercury retrograde will come into sharp focus today. It may not get easier, but the way forward will get clearer. The square to Pluto slows progress to a crawl, though, as we feel compelled to get to the bottom of things before we can start to move forward. That's not always a bad thing. Sometimes using Pluto's gift for sleuthing, even if it slows your roll, will turn to your advantage when the true nature of the situation reveals itself through your efforts. Your daily moon mantra is, Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you sow. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
We have been obsessed with predicting the future ever since the dawn of civilization. We've watched the stars, gazed into crystal balls, thrown bones, and read cards with the hope of getting a glimpse of future events. We have found ways to divine with just about everything, all in an effort to better understand ourselves and our place in the magical world. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is your guidebook to a variety of divination practices. Did you know that you can divine with wine? Or that a simple pair of dice can give you prophetic insight? Or that candle wax may help answer questions about your inquisitive inquiries? This book will help you predict the future through a variety of insights and sometimes unusual techniques. This greatly expanded second edition offers extended interpretations, additional reflective passages, and even more choices of curious divination to try. Learn different methods for awakening your psychic abilities to support your exploration into divination. Learn how to scry, use dowsing rods, read tea leaves, work with runes, see auras, decipher omens and clouds, and much more. A Curious Future can help you move forward into a mystical and inspiring path. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is now available for pre-order on Amazon and other places books are sold.
All right, so we have a question from listener Callisto. Callisto writes, "Good morning. I have a question. My son is 7 and very interested in my craft because I'm his best friend and he wants to be close to me. He's been collecting crystals and going to charge under Friday's blessing moon. He also wants to do a quote-unquote spell. Do you have any recommendations for a ritual that would be age-appropriate? I was thinking of teaching him about meditation with intention. I love his little heart and his interest in things he sees are important to me. But I also worry about things like him sharing at school and then being ostracized." So, well, first off, we do have the Raising Little Witchlings column in Witchway magazine. So that's always something to maybe check out. But for kids, I feel like I always like to go like the creature route. So teaching about fae or like things like that, because I do think it kind of combines something they already have some familiarity with like some magical ideas. And then if they mention it at school, no one's going to really think much about it, right? Because kids talk about dragons and fairies all the time. But let's see what are some of the other recommendations. So this comes to us from listener Lilith. Lilith says, "Control or meditation was the first thing I was ever taught. I would suggest small things that he might find fun to try. Light a candle and see if you can make the flame flicker with your mind. Go watch clouds and focus to make the clouds shape into things. The clouds will change, the light will flicker eventually. A child's imagination without the restraint of logic will take ownership of it. The most important thing is it teaches us that size doesn't matter. A flame is small and easily controlled by you. A cloud is forever away, and you will never touch it. It's huge. It doesn't matter." Jamie says, "My stepkid's first spell was creating a candy attraction bowl. I was doing a money spell, and they did a candy spell. We decorated bowls with colors to attract what we wanted, told our wishes to them, and then asked that they help fulfill our wishes. It was fun." Oh, I hope you filled it with candy, Jamie. That's cute. That kind of gives me like Tooth Fairy vibes. I love that. All right, so we have another one from listener Ashley. Ashley writes, "Hi, witches. So this may be a little long, but bear with me. My mom passed away last August from a very rare lung cancer. We were all very close, and my little family were her caregivers, along with a weekly visit from hospice. We were all there for her last breath. She's where I get my love of all things witchy and spooky from. She was also very intuitive and observant. Throughout the year, my two brothers and dad and myself have all had little things happen that reminded us of her. A song, a random picture, coincidence, etc. We have all told each other about it and joked that she's around or would have loved that, etc. Pretty normal comfort stuff, I'd say. I'd say the last few weeks have really picked up with things. When my niece and nephew talk about her, there's a light that flickers without fail. My dad has had photos pop up on his phone and a song on the radio will play that they used to love. For me, the TV turned on in our bedroom at 12:30. I got up from the bed, turned it off. I woke up again at 3 and it was on again. 12:30 and 3 were times she started her descent. I did a little debunking in the morning. The remote was nowhere near the bed to accidentally bump. I'm not saying she turned it on, but I've never had that happen. My younger brother had her last medical binder pop up repeatedly. We all thought the nurse took it the day she passed. These are just a few things. We're coming up on a year anniversary of her death on August 9th. I just find it curious that the coincidences are increasing and they happen to all be happening to my main family. Yeah, I think if we want to throw this into the witch wind category, I think very often these things happen, but that maybe the living isn't being observant enough to see it. So when stuff like this happens, I always view it as the dead just kind of gathering all the energy they have and being like, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm here. You know, just little acknowledgments. So just the fact that everyone in the family is aware enough to notice and to get that message from her that she's there, I think is really sweet and wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing that. I wish we as a society were a little bit more in tune with that sort of thing. But that's really cool. All right, so moving into some magic, we are going to talk about a craft you can do. So this is from the October 21 issue of Witch Way magazine and writer Nicole Dunn, and this is the Samhain Black Mirror. So Samhain is originally a Celtic holiday, or I'm sorry, Gaelic. Gaelic holiday that marks the end of harvest season and welcomes the darker half of the year or the winter months. Samhain is celebrated from October 31st to November 1st, and for many witches, it is about remembering loved ones that have passed on. It is the belief for that on Samhain, the barriers between the worlds are at their thinnest, and that this is the best day of the year to try to communicate with spirits. Now, of course, everything I'm saying right now, so much depends on your belief system and your tradition and all of these things. But for this writer, this is how it works for them. One such way of communicating with spirits is a black mirror. No, you don't have to have a fancy scrying ball or anything of that sort. All you need are a few materials and you'll be able to create your own. First, a picture frame with glass, a can of black spray paint. Side note, I've also used just regular acrylic paint in the past. Beads, flowers, crystals, glitter, etc. to decorate the frame. Plastic tablecloth, paint protector, etc., and salt. So first, remove the glass from the frame and place it on the plastic tablecloth or paint protector. Use the black spray paint to paint over the glass, allow it to dry evenly, and then reapply a second coat. Flip over the glass and repeat step 2 for that side as well. Once both sides are evenly coated, it appears to look like a black mirror. You may also continue on to the next step. Something you can also do, and this is what I've done as well, one, you can paint only one side of the glass, which I personally would recommend. It gives it a shinier look. And also, if you want, you can also put some essential oils into the paint as well before you paint on the mixture to add any sort of magical intention. That's something I've done as well. So once you've painted your glass, you put the glass back into the frame. So if you only, I really recommend only painting one side. If you only paint one side, you want the unpainted side to be facing outwards when you put it back into the frame. And then at that point, you can decorate the frame however you please. And it's just a really cost-effective, fun DIY. It's really great for kids. It's great for coven meetups. It's great for public things. It's really, really an easy, cost-effective way to make something people can really use in their practice and really, really cherish. If you want to make one for yourself, you can also go to the antique store and pick up like a really fun picture frame there. I've done that. So there are options. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. I do want to give a shout out to listener Jamie Leon. Jamie, you talented, luminous newborn baby. I also want to give a shout out to listener Christina Benfield. Christina, you avant-garde, noble witch. And finally, Dawn Howard. Dawn, you mystical, brilliant gnome. Thank you three so much, Ring Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. And now, before we leave, we have a card pull. Let's see. Our card is Rooted from the Seasons of the Witch Samhain Oracle. I really like this deck. I know I've said it a million times, but it's really true. Okay. So Rooted is all about grounding and connection. We are often told to start with building intention, which is undoubtedly true. Never underestimate the power of working with the spirit. You need to learn to ground the spiritual information into your physical life. To be flighty is to connect to spirit, but to be rooted is to become a channel for spirit. You become a vessel that allows the divine intelligence to spread its wisdom from here on earth. A more familiar word is manifestation. Being grounded is about being present and aware of how things make you feel. You have to feel into your body. You are being asked to dig in deeper. Maintaining deep roots is how you pull yourself from the darkness. It's easy to get grounded or to do spiritual practice when things are going well. It's an entirely different ballgame when you feel defeated and broken. But the darkest parts of your journey are when you need to be rooted most. The real gift or spiritual commitment is found when you feel like your back is against a wall. Don't give up when times are hard. Instead, find nourishment below the surface. Find your connection to your true self, your ancestors, your guides, your trust, and your instincts. Your situation is hard so that you can, Your situation is not hard so that you can give up. It is a call to surrender to your practice. This message is amplified if you have also pulled ancestors or crystal and herbs. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything like that is in the podcast description. Hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.